Well, the good thing, Coach, is that you'll be home for the next three games. I think it's always good to have that home cooking and sleeping in your own bed.
Yeah, no question. We're excited to get back in front of our fans and start the second quarter of our season.
Yeah, when you think about where we are in the football season, you're going to deal with injuries. And you've always told us right here on this show, it's always about a next man up mentality.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, it's a team sport. It's the ultimate team sport. And things happen throughout the course of a season. So when they happen, and invariably they're going to, next man up, let's roll.
Yeah, you can't be shocked by injuries. It's football. People are going to get injured, and we dealt with this last year with your quarterback. You know, what is the key for Derek helping you guys get ready for the Ravens?
Really, for him, it's about doing everything he can to support, you know, the thought processes that EJ is going to play with. But the biggest thing for him is to heal and not worry too much about the rest. I mean, he'll be there in spirit. He'll be there in person, but he's – you know, not going to play.
You always talk about these athletes want to get back on the field so fast. Sometimes you have to slow them down a little bit, right, so they do heal.
Well, this is the case. I mean, you know, honestly, Derek is going to, by the time we get to game day, he's going to be feeling pretty good about being able to throw and being able to drop back and do those things, which is a good sign, which means it's pretty likely that next week we'll have him. But I just don't feel like he can really protect himself, so therefore, you know, we're not going to let him go back out there and put that at risk.
And the reason why you got brought in EJ Manuel is because he started before in this league. He has that relationship with Todd Downing. You know, they were 2-2 together when he was starting there in Buffalo. And so there's a good relationship there. You got to feel much better about your backup situation.
Well, we sought to improve it, and we think we have. We get a chance to roll. EJ gets to go do his thing, and we believe he's prepared to play better than what we saw last year when we had this happen. So, you know, we're going to see. But I do believe, I think you're right, I think we all saw a little bit when he went in against Denver, the poise and the decision-making and the accuracy. I think some of those things were very good. We need to build on it. This is a tough defense we're going against.
Yes.
And we're going to need to do other things to help EJ. It's not about EJ. It's about us as a football team.
And how about your defense, Coach? You know, people were wondering how good your defense was going to be. In these two losses, your defense has kept you in these games.
Yeah, we have. And we're going to play good defense, and it's going to get better. We're really playing very good on early downs, run stopping, those types of things, really pretty good, not allowing a lot of the explosives that we saw last year. Now the key for us is get more turnovers, which we got last year, and be better on third down.
And let's talk about the Ravens. John Harbaugh is a hell of a coach. This is a team that's won a Super Bowl. They got a Super Bowl winning quarterback. They've struggled a little bit on offense, but they can still run the football.
Yeah, these are good football teams. You know, it's like you want to talk about whatever story you want to put in there. You know, the bottom line is these teams that come in are well coached. They've got good players. And it's going to be a hell of a battle. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a war on Sunday. Both of us started out 2-0. Both of us are 2-2. We both need this game. We got to have it at home.
Yeah, and you think about where they are from a situation coming on the road. Kind of like what you were last week going to Denver, same record, but you're going on the road. That's always what's nice to be back home.
That's good to be back home, no question. Yeah, we both had ugly games in week three. We both had tough divisional losses in week four. And here it is in week five, we're going head-to-head. We've seen them this is 3 years in a row, and they've been good, entertaining ball games, and we need to come out on top again.
What have you seen with Joe Flacco so far this year?
Well, I know Joe. I mean, this guy's a really talented player. He's got a big arm. He's not getting the time to look down the field. We got to make sure we keep that going. The biggest thing that's happening right now is they can't keep him on schedule and not allowing him to look down the field and use his arm, and that's what we got to continue to make happen.
Well, get us a win on Sunday, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.